NATO's Secretary General is calling on member states to pledge more aid for Ukraine during winter as it braces for further Russian attacks. Jens Stoltenberg was speaking ahead of a NATO foreign ministers meeting in Romania. Russian attacks on Ukrainian infrastructure have left millions of people without heating and water. Stoltenberg accused Moscow of using winter as a weapon of war, but he added that NATO is prepared to meet the challenge.
NATO is here, NATO is vigilant, and NATO is ready to defend every inch of Allied territory. In response to Russia's full-fledged invasion of Ukraine, we are raising the readiness of our troops, and we have doubled the number of NATO battle groups from 4 to 8, including one here in Romania, led by France.
Qatar has struck a deal with Germany to supply 2 million tonnes of liquefied natural gas from 2026. The supplies will last for 15 years. Like much of Europe, Germany is looking for alternative energy sources after imports from Russia were severely reduced after it invaded Ukraine. At least 4 Palestinians were killed by Israeli forces in 3 separate incidents in the occupied West Bank. The Palestinian Health Ministry says dozens of others were also wounded during the raids in Beit Umar, north of Hebron, as well as in Beit Rima, northwest of Ramallah. The UN says this year is on course to be the deadliest in the occupied West Bank in 16 years. Chinese authorities say they are working to minimise inconvenience caused by strict pandemic policies after days of widespread protests. Mass COVID-19 testing has resumed in the city of Shanghai. Infections are spreading despite tens of millions of people being under some form of restrictions. Security has also been tightened. Demonstrations are rare in China but have grown in recent days. Turkey's president says he's determined to create a 30-kilometre-deep security corridor along the southern border with Syria. Recep Tayyip Erdogan has threatened to start a ground offensive against Kurdish fighters in the region. Ankara blames Kurdish fighters for a bomb attack in Istanbul earlier this month.
Hi, I'm Chris Barrett, and I'm part of Al Jazeera's new TikTok team. If you're looking for quick explanations about the biggest news stories, follow us at Al Jazeera on TikTok. You can find exclusive content and learn more about the world with Al Jazeera on TikTok.